Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, and welcome to the A to Z of Festivals with me, Rob DeBank, and today I will be interviewing myself. Hello, Rob. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you? Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. So yeah, I'm in a sort of slight twist to the usual podcast where I actually talk to someone interesting. I'm going to be boring myself to death with my own voice because it's the Camp Bestival podcast. Yes, I'm conscious that I did one with Josie a few months ago where we talked about Camp Bestival, and yes, I'm conscious that it's our own festival, but I thought that might be a good reason to do it, and there was no one else around this week, and so yeah, we're talking to me. No, seriously though, you know, it is what we spend, what me and Josie and our little crew spend our whole year doing, alongside many other things, so it did seem right that we kind of delve into the world of Camp Bestival a little bit more. And me old mate, social media chum Adam from Twitter got in touch and said, look, let me get some stuff together from some of the other people that love coming to Camp Bestival and love what you guys do and love what we all create together. And yeah, so he has come up with an A to Z. We're actually going to do it as a real A to Z, which I haven't done yet on the A to Z, which is very remiss of me. So without further ado, yeah, I mean, let's crack on. I'm actually sat backstage now at Camp Bestival. The site is going up around my ears, and people are whacking fences into the ground, people are parking caravans in fields, people are putting tents up. The main stage, sort of skeleton of the main stage, is there gleaming in the current sunshine, which I am praying will continue, and we're sort of in the backdrop of the Jurassic Coast, the beautiful Purbeck kind of hills stretching along behind us. Yeah, the sea is kind of gleaming in the distance, and it's all looking rather splendid currently, but let's see how we go. So yeah, without further ado, let's crack on into the A to Z. So just to kind of recap, these are suggestions of things that you may see at Camp Bestival this year, or you may have seen every year at Camp Bestival. And you know, so some things are new things, some things are old things. If you've never been to Camp Bestival, if you've got no intentions of ever coming to Camp Bestival, hopefully you'll still find something vaguely interesting, because it's all festival related, and that's possibly why you've subscribed to the podcast in the first place. So, A is for accessibility, and that was put forward by Linda Lake from somewhere out there in the realms of social media. So, yeah, accessibility, incredibly important to us. You know, it's vital that anyone with any kind of disability can come to Camp Bestival and enjoy it. So it's a big campsite, and it's probably our biggest yet. Many people coming down. and using that facility and hopefully, you know, being looked after very well all weekend. And yeah, it's crucial to us, as I say, that everyone can get around the site, that can use the facilities as well as anyone else. And yeah, that's that is accessibility. Annie Mack also there on the A to Z, suggested by Lindsay Simons Gillett. So yeah, I mean, I remember when Annie Mack was the Zane Lowe's tea lady back in the day. She was fresh out of the box, or whatever you say. And Annie Mack was, it was sort of in the days of when John Peel was still at Radio 1, and Annie was the new girl. She was just working on the show. I don't think she was a presenter as such. And you know, look at her. She's absolutely astronomical rise to fame, fortune, and radio gold. So yeah, Annie currently hosting the kind of indie show on, the sort of eclectic show on Radio 1, and also a dance show, and just DJing everywhere. And you know, she's got kids. She's got two boys, and she is coming down for the weekend, I believe, with her kids. So enjoying the full Camp Bestival hospitality. And yeah, we're really chuffed to have Annie Mack. She's headlining the Sunday night before the fireworks and after Bombay Bicycle Club, who are our surprise act that we've just unveiled to the world. So yeah, Bombay Bicycle Club, a very late addition, but we've known about it for quite a while. They wanted to have a little warm-up show before they do Wilderness next weekend, and they chose to come to camp. So we're incredibly honoured to have them, and obviously Miss Annie Mack. B is for the biggest bouncy castle. So I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, me and my friend Matt the Hat, who runs the inflatable church, which you may have seen at various festivals around the world, and also Camp and Bestival. He runs Inflatable Love Church, and we got together and said, why don't we build the world's biggest bouncy castle? So we got in touch with a very nice man in China, and he made it for us. And it is not single-use plastic, it's very many uses plastic. And we're really proud of it, and it will be erected on Thursday, ready for use by you people if you're coming down. It's about 21 meters square, so it is currently the world's biggest, and if you try and build a bigger one, I'll be really quite unhappy and cry possibly. B also for Bollywood, sent in by Andrew Newton. Bollywood is the kind of living, breathing, pulsing heart of the party at Bestival and Camp Bestival, and Camp Bestival this weekend coming. An absolutely all-star cast, from kind of Rodigan to DJ Shepdog and Clint Boone from the Inspiral Carpets, Adrian Sherwood, Utah Saints, the Dub Pistols, Paul Chuckle from the Chuckle Brothers, you name it, they'll be in there. So that is Bollywood. C, Caravanserai, sent in by Jody Copeland. Caravanserai, if you haven't seen it, maybe Google it while you're listening to this, because Caravanserai is my favourite stage at any festival in the world. And I'm not saying we're the best festival in the world at all. I'm just saying that Caravanserai is just a work of genius, and the work of a certain Pete Bateman, who has got loads of amazing kind of old fairground rides, old waltzers, old caravans, obviously, which have been shaped and cut and sort of wedged in together, bikes hanging all over the place, vintage kind of vintage sort of lights and things that make steam, and just it just looks incredible. And it all sort of comes together over, I build it for about 2 weeks, and then it plays host to the genius that is Chris Tofu's amazing kind of musical selection. So gypsy, swing, electro, jazz, dub, funk, mad sort of 10-year-old kids playing genius piano symphonies and concertos, ballet, you know, people hanging off the high wire, cycling around on high wires. It's just a work of absolute genius. So that is Caravanserai. And the Cuban Brothers, as sent in by Laura Renton. They have been part of our parties for over 20 years and all our festivals ever, and they are just lunatics. D is for Dingley Dell. If you've been to Camp Bestival or Lulworth Castle estate, you'll know the Dingley Dell. It's a beautiful kind of wooded area where people tend to go when it's all got a bit too much. It's either too hot or too cold or too rainy or too windy or too sunny, and people head off down into the Dingley Dell, take a few minutes, chill out, look at the amazing sort of mirables and lights at night, or just kind of look at the leaves under the dappled sunlight during the day. And yeah, the Dingley Dell is rather lovely. Thank you, Kate Pierce. I'm rushing through these and slightly speeding up my voice because we've got to get to Zed and I don't want to bore you all. David Rodigan, this guy is a Camp Bestival resident for life. So we made him that about 10 years ago, and he plays every year until either he's decided he's had enough or, yeah, we don't do it anymore. So, but yeah, Rodigan playing, headlining the Bollywood tent 1 a.m. on Saturday night of Camp Bestival after Gabriel, Heatwave and Shep Dog, two of my other favourite resident DJs who always seem to chip up just at the right time and play some bangers. So yeah, Rodigan, we salute you. DJ Barbecue, thank you to Wendy Flack for suggesting DJ Barbecue. Where do you start? Christian Stevenson, the man in Lycra, often with a chipolata down his front. And yeah, well, that's what it looks like. And yeah, he's the king of meat. You know, he's got big roasting things out there. It's not one for the vegans, I have to say. He's got, you know, pig's heads on spit and vast slabs of beef. And, you know, he's been marinating and salting and doing, you know, everything to make these incredible meat feasts for everyone. So that's DJ Barbecue. He'll be hosting the Feast Collective all weekend too. Earache Takeover. So yeah, I mean, this has also been at Glastonbury, it's at Boomtown, and you know, I thought, well, you know, why can't we do it at Camp Bestival? Camp Bestival might have the air of a serene children-friendly festival, but you know, us mums and dads, we love lots of different styles of music, as do the kids. Earache, incredible alternative guitar slash noise kind of metal label of many different genres, and they've just got the best lineup. They've got Napalm Death, they've got Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons from Motorhead, Diamond Head, Lawnmower Death and Nosebleed, and it's all happening in the Big Top on the Friday night. So I have no idea how this is going to go down. There might be one metal dad in there just totally rocking out for 5 hours. There might be 2,000 7-year-olds going absolutely radio rental. So I hope it works, and I salute all the guys from Earache because they've really got behind it. We got a tweet from Motorhead today, which has just totally made my day. You know, I'm so chuffed that you know, it's just Camp Bestival, Motorheads, you know, Lawnmower Death. It's where do you start? I mean, it's just too exciting for words. Okay, that is Earache Takeover. Elvana, thank you to Steph Dales for bringing that to my attention, because Elvana are my favorite live act, you know, of the aren't sort of world famous and huge yet, but maybe they will be one day. Elvana, Elvis fronted Nirvana. If you're not aware of them, then it's a lovely guy in an Elvis suit singing Nirvana songs in an Elvis style. There you go. I mean, literally, there's nothing to add to that because that's what it does. Farmers Market, thanks to Andy Baker and Alice Ralph, an important part of the show. You know, we land in Dorset every year for a few weeks. We try not to leave any trace. We try to kind of assimilate ourselves into the surroundings and not cause any too much disruption. And, you know, with that, we use a lot of local artists, both visual artists and kind of artists to make stuff, and also, you know, making music artists. And also the farmers market, you know, it's a lot of local produce, and I think it's a bit cheaper than, you know, some of the other stalls as well, so it's good value, and lots of people go there to make picnics and stuff. So yeah, farmers market, big up. Fancy Dress from Catherine Stevens and Simon Alexander on F still. So yeah, Fancy Dress, big part of Camp Bestival journey. We all love dressing up, do we? Well, we're not too sure, are we? We sort of don't really like dressing up on Thursday when we first arrive, but by Saturday after four pints of cider, then we're thinking it's a slightly better idea, and we sort of let ourselves go a little bit, stop being so English about it, and we get dressed up. So yeah, dressing up, a big part of it. That is Catherine Stevens. G is for gin bar. Yes, I will see you there, Andy Baker, who suggested that. R&J's gin is back. I'm honestly not plugging it, but it's quite a nice gin if you're down here and you fancy it. R&J's, Rob and Josie's gin. We started distilling our own gin a couple of years ago with our friends from Bristol, Psycho Pomp Distillery. And yeah, so let's drink gin and enjoy ourselves. H is for Henge, incredible band, totally bonkers, Sunday main stage, see you there. I, Insect Circus, my dad's favourite act, so yes, my grandfather DeBank will be sat there in the sun or whatever it is doing to us at that time, watching the Insect Circus. They are absolutely beautiful. Mark and Sarah, we first met them at Glastonbury like two decades ago. They've got their little Insect Circus Museum, which is, you know, you walk in and it's all these mad little tiny pretend fleas and flies and stuff in a sort of museum. And then they have a great stage where they do a stage show all dressed up as giant ladybirds and giant flies and stuff. And it's, you know, it's definitely represents that artistic theatrical side of Camp Bestall and so many other shows around the UK that do that brilliantly, that, you know, it's not just about the music, it's about other stuff, and very, very infectious. So thank you to Emily Brantz for suggesting that, the Insect Circus. J is for Junior Jungle. Thank you to Russell Fisher and Sarah Makewell. Junior Jungle, two guys from Brizzle, and they, I mean, I remember when Chris Tofu told me about this, I was just like, I don't understand it, Chris. Drum and bass for kids, I mean, you know, that's not right, mate. It's just not, it's not going to work. But it does. It's, you know, it's proper jump up junglist business. But with this insane guy in Lycra kind of whooping up the crowd of all ages, but particularly just, it's just crazy how 8-year-olds love D&B. And yeah, they will be gracing us again this year. So Junior Jungle. K, Kids Talent Show. Yeah, you know, the jury's out. Do we like our kids doing these kind of talent shows? Is it putting them under too much pressure? Is it, you know, is it not exploitative, but is it right? And I'm kind of always like, well, I just don't know. None of my kids would do it. They're too, I don't know, they either think they're too cool or they're too shy, so it's never going to probably happen in our house. But there are plenty of children of all ages who want to get up there and do something and sort of strut their stuff. So I love the fact that that happens, and I think everyone has a merry old time. We're all winners. There's no overall winners. We're all winners out there, guys. And it's the Kids Talent Show. Lulworth Castle is L. So yeah, Lulworth Castle. I mean, the Lulworth Estate is just one of the prettiest places in the world for doing a festival. Lulworth Castle stood there for hundreds of years with the same family behind it, and yeah, we love being here. Lewis Capaldi's also snuck in there on L. I booked that guy in sort of October, November, thinking, yeah, you know, there's something about him. Nobody had any idea what was going to happen with Lewis, least of all himself. He's completely blasting everyone away. You know, I don't know if you like his songs, maybe you don't, but there's something endearing about him, and he's quite humble, and he seems like a nice chap, and I really hope that he doesn't blow us out before he gets here, because I just keep thinking he's gonna get invited on the sort of Madonna World Tour or warm up for Drake or something, I don't know. But yeah, Lewis Capaldi, come on mate, you can make it. M is for Mr. Tumble. So yeah, Mr. Tumble, I mean, our eldest son now, Arlo, who's 13 and heavily into the grime scene and drill and stuff, once liked Mr. Tumble. He'll hate me for saying that, but we used to watch him on CBeebies. He was nowhere near the megastar that he is now, and we thought, for the first Camp Bestall, let's get Mr. Tumble down. No one had really done that before. You know, we were kind of hopefully reinventing family festivals a little bit, and Mr. Tumble was kind of the linchpin of that first year, and the reaction was just totally mental, like Elvis for kids, you know, just completely idolizing him. By the second year, he had to have a golf buggy to get around the site because he was getting bombarded by everyone. By the third year, he had to have a golf buggy with like 8 running security guards, like, you know, President Trump going through down to the White House or something. And now he can't even go out on site. And, you know, he's just absolute royalty. And yeah, we love him. So, Mr. Tumble. N is for Nile Rodgers. Nile, we go back a long way with Nile. Nile sort of brought Sheik back via Best of All 1 year. And, you know, he's always kind of said, you know, that show and Camp Best of All the same year were really important for Sheik's comeback. And we love that. You know, we're not saying that at all. We're not blowing smoke up ourselves, but we kind of are just very grateful that Nile sees us as part of the story. And we pushed him. We've had him a few years running at camp and Best of All, and we'd have him every year if we could. So yeah, Nile and Sheik are coming to party on the Saturday night of Camp Best of All, and yeah, we're going to be having good times with Nile straight after Lewis Capaldi. So that should, it's quite a good double bill. O is for Omid Jalali. He is headlining our comedy lineup. Comedy always an important part of Camp Best of All.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Rob DeBank's A to Z of Festivals. Subscribe now and please remember to rate. And we're back in the room. Just had to have a quick wee break, actually, if you must know. But yeah, I'm backstage at Camp Best of All. We are about 4 or 5 days out from building our, well, we're building our show, ready for launch this weekend. And it's the 12th Camp Best of All. And yeah, I thought it would be maybe a good time to talk about the festival, because you'll get a better idea of what I do for a living as part of my daily routine, and also a little insight into how Camp Best of All works. So yeah, 12th year, and we welcome back, sadly, Paul Chuckle, and not Barry Chuckle. Sadly, Barry cannot be here for obvious reasons, but Paul Chuckle, yeah, the Chuckles have DJed at a few of our shows, absolute legends, and that is the P of in the A to Z of Camp Best of All. Peacocks has also snuck in for P, and I remember last year there was a, and please don't take this the wrong way, but a bit of a kind of a group mission to try and silence the Peacocks. Not in any kind of sinister way or anything, you know, deathly, but the Peacocks were definitely feeling a bit frisky at about 5 a.m. every day. So I have to say, I was down here quite early this morning and I can hear them again. So if you're coming down to Camp Best of All and you don't like the peacock squawk, bring your headphones or your earplugs, because Yes, there are some peacocks here, as there have been for generations, and we're not going to do anything about them, are we? Q is for quality cakes in the WIT tent. That's from Patricia Rusbridger, Rusbridger and Holly Foxcroft, who sound like they should be in the WI. I love those names, Rusbridger and Foxcroft. The WI, yeah, Women's Institute, as I said earlier, you know, being in Dorset is really important to us. Being sort of aligned with the good people of Dorsetshire is kind of crucial. And, you know, having the Women's Institute here, you know, it doesn't just tick a box. It is actually, you know, just lovely having the Women's Institute down here, who bake cakes and make homemade food and sell it at a very reasonable rate for our festival goers. So and you know, spread the word and the gospel of the WI. So yeah, the WIT tent, big up. R is reduce, reuse and recycle. You know, shout out to Liam from our team, Bruce, everyone who's really, Josie, you know, particularly, who has pushed the green message for you know, over a decade now at camp, and we try our hardest. Sometimes we don't get it 100% right. It's, you know, it's difficult running a festival with no single use plastic or you know wastage, and it's almost it's not an impossible task at all, and we will get there. But as you can see, you know, great leaps being taken by so many festivals, you know, and we will and are trying our best. So big up to Emma Hunt and Lynn's Major for sort of pointing that one out. And obviously, you know, the festival goers, we sort of hope that you can help us with that, with you know, not bringing stuff that you're gonna need to throw away as soon as you get here. Take all your stuff back with you. You know, let's all try and pull together to reduce, reuse and recycle. S, thank you to Naomi Lahif, who wanted to talk about Spinny Hollow. Spinny Hollow are a bunch of guys and girls from somewhere near the New Forest, I think, who create this incredible woodland area. They live in their sort of bow top caravans all year round, I think. Some of them do, and they are, you know, proper woodcrafting folk who make these incredible axes and machetes, and that sounds a bit weapon like, but they also make, you know, more delicate things, and they teach kids how, you know, to bend willow and to just make things out of wood and metal and carve stuff and fire stuff, and yeah, they're incredible. So they're going to be down by the near the Wild Tribe area, and that is Spinny Hollow tent. Don't forget it. That's very useful advice. Well done from whoever said that one. Tent for tea. U is for umbrella, to shade from the sun, of course, and unique lineup, as Linda Vaughan has pointed out. Mr. Maker next to Napalm Death, and that is the beauty of Camp Bestall, and that's what I love about putting this show together. Mr. Maker and Napalm Death, those two acts are not natural bedfellows, but we will make them natural bedfellows, not in that way, this weekend. Venga Boys from Terry Fulliger. So yes, thank you to the social media troupe who kind of said, right, we need some Venga Boys at Camp Bestival this year. And I could only oblige by spending some of my hard-earned budget on the Venga Boys for you. They're going to be playing in the Big Top, and I think the Venga bus is going to be in full working order this weekend. W is for Wild Tribe, a brand new field invented by Josie. It's all about woodcraft. It's all about getting away from technology. It's about embracing, you know, the natural stuff that is surrounding us. There's a guy cooking incredible bits of meat underground in a sort of natural fire pit. There's the Spinny Hollow guys are down there doing sort of shows. There's people making natural kind of sort of old, you know, stuff that people used to sleep in hundreds of years ago. So it's all very, very earthy, very woody. And I think it's going to be one of the hits of Camp Bestival for people that just want to get away from the lovely noise that I've created elsewhere on site. X, Extinction Rebellion. You know, we know that we've got a climate crisis. We're in an emergency, and Extinction Rebellion are coming down to talk about that. And I welcome them on site and hope that you can catch them. Y is for Yoga and DJ Yoda. So, yeah, Yoga and Yoda. Nice combo. Maybe we should get Yoda doing some yoga. Sleep Retreat and The Retreat are both doing yoga, meditation, gong baths, and everything else, you name it, over the weekend. And yeah, we look forward to welcoming DJ Yoda to do some yoga. And Zed, well done to whoever spotted Zoe's Ghanaian Kitchen on there, within the Feast Collective. Maxine Edge, salute. Yeah, Zoe has been a mainstay of Camp Bestel with her incredible Ghanaian food for many a year. And yeah, she will be down in the Feast Collective as ever. So there you go, that was the A to Z. Sorry if you've never been to Camp Bestel and you have no intention and that wasn't really up your strata. Thank you to anyone who is coming to Camp Bestel and thought that was... Did you hear that peacock? Did you just hear that peacock? Maybe not. I did. And yeah, we are gearing up for a great festival this weekend and we thank you for coming down to us. Normal service will be resumed next week where I won't be talking about one of my own things. And yeah, I look forward to welcoming you back to the A to Z of festivals with Rob DeBank. This is Rob DeBank's A to Z of festivals. Subscribe now and please remember to rate.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.